Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I am very happy that Dr. Craig Spencer, a professor of public health history at Brown University and an ER physician who has battled on the COVID front lines as well as the Ebola outbreak in New York City back in the 2010s-ish, 2014-ish. Thank you for that work on behalf of all of us. we're talking about the echoes. I don't even know if I can call them echoes. the explicit rhetoric of eugenics that runs through every corner of Project 2025 and therefore, of course, Donald Trump's second administration. Before the break, we were listening to some sound of J.D. Vance basically say, why the hell are they all these non-English speaking illegals in our emergency rooms? This is terrible. What does that mean? If you don't speak English, you don't deserve life-saving emergency medical treatment, even though the law that Ronald Reagan signed, EMTALA, requires it. I just wanted to play some other sound that if folks care to spend 30 seconds using an internet web browser, shows Donald Trump deploying the language of Nazism, of eugenics, repeatedly. It is, in fact, how he began his initial campaign to become president back in 2016. Let's take a listen to Cut 34.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
Then, of course, this infamous moment from his only debate with Vice President Kamala Harris, Cut 46.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in, they're eating the cats, they're eating the pets of the people that live there.
And this, which is explicitly Nazi propaganda about poisoning the blood of America. Take a listen.
They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done. They poison mental institutions and prisons all over the world, not just in South America, not just the three or four countries that we think about, but all over the world. They're coming into our country from Africa, from Asia, all over the world. They're pouring into our country.
Again, Donald Trump limiting refugees to the lowest number in decades, 7,500 a year, and specifically, explicitly preferencing white Afrikaners and, as Dr. Spencer pointed out earlier this hour, the AFD party members, which is a neo-Nazi far, far, far right party that, by the way, Elon Musk spoke at. More on big data and artificial intelligence in a moment, folks. But Craig, we were talking in the break. I've got one of my texters on the line saying, this is a conspiracy theory. You're petty. This is a joke. This is all BS. And then, of course, calling me an angry woman. You know, nothing like a little cherry of misogyny on top of this xenophobic, racist logic here. Can you give us some more granularity on this? Why this simply cannot be brushed aside, and really, although uncomfortable, although it may require people to analyze and question some of their own presumptions about Donald Trump serving their interests or reflecting their values, help us drill down here.
Sure. Let me just give you one example. So a couple of weeks ago, the CDC changed a lot of its websites, and it pulled down a lot of websites on identity, health equity, other topics, and CNBC tweeted about it. And the current director, Jim O'Neill, of the CDC, quote tweeted this and said, we are off to a good start. And what he was quote tweeting was a CNBC story with screenshots showing a CDC webpage talking about people with disabilities, and then another CDC webpage saying the page you're looking for was not found. The current CDC director is flouting and happily celebratory, talking about we're off to a good start, that the CDC is erasing the work it does on people with disabilities. I have been reluctant to talk about eugenics and tie it so directly with this administration, because whenever you talk about eugenics and Nazism, like, nothing was as bad as Nazism. So it's always hard, and we seem like angry people when we do that. But I don't know how much clearer you can get than the director of the CDC gleefully celebrating that we're getting rid of research on people with disabilities. This is just like a and this is intentional, right? This is not a mistake. This is very, very intentional. When you listen to Elon Musk, when you listen to RFK Jr. talk about how declining fertility in this country is the greatest risk to civilization, if you talk to Elon Musk. If you hear RFK Jr. just a few days ago talking about declining fertility as a national security crisis, do you think either of those men want the increase in population to be in communities of color? Do you think that they want them to be among poorer people? Again, no. The pronatalism community in this country, this idea that we need to have more and more people, more and more children, is built around this idea that we need more and more white children. We are building the institutions to make it possible for there to be more and more of the children that we, as in the people in power, this administration, want. And if you look back 100 years ago, I have this paper on eugenics that was read before the American Public Health Association. And it talked about how the white population basically needs to pick up the steam and get going on reproducing, otherwise we are going to be replaced. That is what RFK Jr. is talking about when he's talking about this being a national security crisis. I assure you that this administration has made it clear over and over again that who they want to repopulate are the people that look like them, that think like them, that act like them, that are part of kind of their social class. And I don't know how much clearer it can get than that. Now, maybe you don't want to call Donald Trump a eugenicist because it seems like too far. There are many episodes, many, many well-documented episodes of him as far back, decades ago, talking on the Oprah Winfrey Show, using this idea about good genes and bad genes, about yes, people being a racehorse.
Good genes and bad. Go Google it, Mark from Sussex. Donald Trump, Oprah, good genes, bad genes, and sit and listen to it. Trump himself has been extremely personally obsessed with this idea, which I think people are a little bit surprised about the protonatalism, right? But it has always been there. It used to be relegated to the outer fringes of the conservative movement. It is now one of their foundational pillars, right? And it works in lockstep with what I'm going to call this regressive reach back, right? When he's even the logo, Make America Great Again. I don't think it was really great in the 50s and 60s for black folks, right, in this country, or women that aspired to work outside of the home. But the what I'm going to call the return to these regressive gender ideals, the trad wife, right? Mm-hmm. That is, they're not going to want to pay women that are not white and upper middle class to stay home and raise kids. That's not who they're concerned about being a trad wife. So this, all of this stuff lines up in this very clear way. If people can take off the horse blinders, right, and the rose-colored glasses, and really grapple with both the complexity of our own history and how it is impacting the rhetoric and the policy. I wouldn't be as freaked out if it was just sort of this political rhetoric that was getting used to try to, you know, call on people's most debased instincts, right? But it is their active everyday policy driver that this is showing. It's why they also don't mind killing SNAP benefits, right? Yeah. It's also why they don't care about Americans that require to get their health insurance through the ACA. Those aren't the people that they're interested in helping out, because they're also not concerned with poor or working poor white Americans. Those are also undesirables.
If you go back to even the first couple of weeks of this administration, which feels like forever ago, you may recall the controversy around one of the young Doge staffers who was fired because he put on a bunch of posts on social media. And one was basically him saying, I'm a eugenicist and I basically want like eugen. And he was fired. And then J.D. Vance and Elon Musk both like very, very vociferously demanded that he get put back to work. And he was rehired. And so at that point I was thinking, oh, when they say make America great again, this was a tagline that was used decades ago by Reagan. It was used 100 years ago in a similar sense. This is not new. When you talk about what you want America to be great again as and what that looks like, I think that it is 100 years ago. I think it is a point at which we close the doors to people that we deem undesirable. And today it may be people that are not white Afrikaners. But remember, history should teach us some things. 100 years ago, the people that were undesirable in this country were Irish Catholics. They were Southern Italians. They were not considered white the way that we consider them today. So think about the shifting ideologies and what this looks like, and how you may presume that you are immune from the impacts of these policies now, but that is not always going to be the case.
Yeah, it is. It is disturbing, to say the very least. And we owe it to ourselves to try to, again, grapple with these things directly, to not literally whitewash our history and ignore this, or to ignore the rhetoric of eugenics and the policies of eugenics that are being played out every day by this administration. I mean, need we point out, and one of my texters, thank you very much, Steve from Milwaukee, saying, yes, the mass deportations, the Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is like, it's fine if you racially profile people. Don't worry about it. Just go ahead and do that. That is a version of eugenics, saying these are the people that we want out and you will define them by their race, not actually by a vigorous evidence-based review of their immigration status and whether or not they've committed a crime. Just solely detaining and disappearing people based on their race. It is dangerous. It has snagged upwards of, I believe the reporting from ProPublica, upwards of 140 American citizens. And that's just what they could find out. Imagine what isn't in the records.
And to be reminded, in the aftermath of the Immigration Act 100 years ago, nearly 2 million Mexican Americans were deported from the U.S., including hundreds of thousands of American citizens. And so if one were to look at the past, you could say, I know what the future is going to bring, because again, we've done this before. We should have an idea of what the immediate future looks like, because we understand what the distant past looks like.
Yet Trump derangement syndrome, which gets tossed around to talk about people that want to point these things out, the derangement comes from those who can't see what is plainly in front of their face because it is uncomfortable and requires an analysis, a self-reflection, a looking in the mirror at yourself and what values are you actually standing behind in these moments. A couple of resources for everyone. Heinrich Krieger, who studied at the University of Arkansas, explicitly analyzed the American legal system and its ties to eugenics. Historian James Q. Whitman published a book called Hitler's American Model in 2017. Read it, stack it up against the policies of the Trump administration. It is out there for the reading. And Dr. Craig Spencer, my incredible guest for most of this hour, you just had a piece come out in The Atlantic, sir. Yep. We will post that and share that. You can read in detail Dr. Craig's analysis. I hope you don't mind me calling you Dr. Craig, Dr. Spencer.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you can call me Craig, absolutely, for sure. Yeah.
Will you please come back very soon? And I want to talk to you about public health, what it is, how it's evolved, about the social determinants of health.
Absolutely.
And how a high tide in public health raises all boats, indisputably, always. It matters to each and every one of us. Thank you, Dr. Craig Spencer of Brown University.
Thank you. I'd love to come back. Thanks, Maggie.
Folks, stay tuned. I share some closing thoughts on this very distressing topic next on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.